Around that same time, I started a little website called Media Roots. It started as just a hub for censored information. It grew into a multimedia citizen journalism project, which eventually brought me to Russia Today and then Breaking the Set. And it was a dream job to attack power on an international platform. But I decided I want to be meeting the people behind the stories and telling them myself, independent from any state or corporate entity. I don't just want to react to mainstream media's circle jerk of fuckery. These issues deserve in-depth analysis and substantive discussion, which is everything that we've seen here today. Hence the problem with the 24-hour news cycle, right? It incessantly reacts to what these corporate elite assholes create for us. That's their reality. And just to emphasize this point, Bush lackey, I don't know if any of you know who Karl Rove is, brazenly told the New York Times back in 2004, a reporter named Ron Suskin, he said this, "We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that too judiciously as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's just how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will just be left to study what we do." Unfortunately, he's right. Reality is dictated by an out-of-touch, warmongering elite that doesn't apply to the reality that 99.9% of us live every day. And it's only able to sustain on fear and war. And there's nothing the establishment fears more than a populace not living in fear. People are disillusioned, of course. They've been called crazy. They've been called conspiracy theorists for wanting more than two parties in America, for questioning ludicrous, paradoxical foreign policy. They also want sustainable energy. 3/4 of Americans want to transfer to wind. 71% want to transfer to wind power. I'm sorry, solar and wind, according to Gallup in 2013. I'm not sitting up here saying I have all the answers, and I don't think anyone out here claims to. But a technological, resource-based economy is the most thought-provoking and groundbreaking solution I've seen to the crisis of civilization that we face. And there's an extensive roadmap on how to get there. We don't have to wait for anyone but ourselves to start implementing the ideals either.